Please. Man on the Silver Mountain. Some requested. His name is Alive.
Cruel world, so this is you, a broken heart, but with a view. I'm looking out to face another day. The angry mob, the happy mass, this birthday kick may be the last. I'm looking out to find another way. Norman Rockwell, fellas, fate. All my favorite things have changed. But what the hell, hello, cruel world. I thought I heard an opera star who had no home under the stars. She sang and sang. Sang the night away. And Mother Nature changed her name. She doesn't want to play the game. Some are born to endless night. I'd say my name, say got that right. I wake up before the dawn to start my dreaming of you. I don't know what I want to be. The mirror just stares back at me. Now with time not on my side, I know it's make or break. It was fortune that I found you, could exist and be around you. From a breakdown to a breakthrough, no more doubt nor hesitation, getting high on self-sedation, living life in isolation.
Playing those frat parties all
Wrap up that set of music. I didn't have to wrap up that set of music with that song, but I had to wrap up the set of music because I have to get to a mock. But what was in that set of music, you were asking? How about some new music from The Circle? Yep, first album in 50-some years. 54, to be exact. We Thought We Could Fly. Revival is the name of the album. There, I just fixed it on my playlist because my playlist had the wrong title on there. Before that, from their brand new Nothing Lasts Forever album, Teenage Fan Club with Self Sedation. Went to E's first album before he was in the Eels, before he started the Eels. He was just a man called E. Hello, Crew World. And some requested His Name Is Alive with A Man on the Silver Mountain. It gets us here, which is... depends on when you're listening. It could be like a few minutes before top of the hour. It could be a few minutes after the hour. It just depends. All I know is it's time for me to do a thing called the mock. I was informed late today that today is Smokey Bear's 80th anniversary. And I was like, oh, I got to do a mock of that. Why did I not know this earlier? So I scrambled and scrambled to put something together for a Smokey Bear mock. Before I get to the Smokey Bear mock, I do want to remind you that some of the music played on the Viva La Mock radio program has been donated by Attic Records. Attic Records is located in Millvale. They are a family-owned and operated situation. Yeah, record store, independent. They're on Grand Street, in Millvale. They feature new and used records and CDs. More information at Radic at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. You can call them up at 412-821-8484. Again, Attic Records, 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. The sponsor of this hour of the Viva La Mock radio program. So what I learned... is Smokey Bear's name is Smokey Bear. It is not Smokey the Bear. But I still found songs that said Smokey the Bear and Smokey Bear. And so I pulled out just a half dozen of them. I had a couple more than that, but this will take a bit. This will take a bit going all the way back to a time before most of us were alive. How about some Gene Autry with Smokey the Bear?
Where the ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. You can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree, 'cause they're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you and you'll find it's not a joke to see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a growling and a sniff in the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Camp upon his doorstep and he'll make you feel at home. You can run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He will let you take his honey and pretend he's not so smart, but don't you harm the trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a growling and a sniff in the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. If you've ever seen the forest when a fire was running wild, and you love the things within it like a mother loves her child, then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a growling and a sniff in the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
Y'all before, I ain't no drinking man. I tried it once and it got me highly irregular, and I swore I'd never do it again. But I promised my brother-in-law that I'd go up and watch his still while he went into town to boat. He was right up on the mountain where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing though, it wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up on that mountainside like a huge golden opal. God's yeller moon was a-shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns was a-twinkling on and off in the heavens. And like I explained to you once before, I ain't no drinking man. But the temptation got the best of me, and I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat like honeydew vine water, and I took another slash. Took another and another and another. Before you knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Goose pimples was running up and down my body, and a feeling came over me like something I'd never experienced before. It's like I was in love. I have a little love, my. In love for the first time with anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, it didn't matter. It's like there's a great neon sign flashing on and off of my brain saying, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day a-coming, 'cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee-crawling, slip-sliding, Reggie Youngin', commode-hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk. fearless man. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak-looking fella, about 19 feet tall. He rambled up over the hill, expecting me to do one of two things. Flip or fly, I didn't do either one. It hung him up. He starts sniffing around my body, trying to smell fear. But he ain't gonna smell no fear, because I'm God's own drunk and a fearless man. It hung him up. He looked me right in my eyes, and my eyes was a lot redder than his was. It hung him up. So I approached him, I said, Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. I know you got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. There's old Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freddy Bear, Kelly Bear, Really Bear, Smell of the Bear, Smokey the Bear, Pokey the Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight and tell them I'm feeling right. You tell them I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna run every goddamn one of them off the hill. Yeah. He took two steps backwards and didn't know what to think. Neither did I, but being charitable and cautious, well, hell, I approached him again. I said, Mr. Bear, you know in the eyes of the Lord, we're both beasts when it comes right down to it. So I want you to be my buddy. Buddy Bear. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and I led him over to the still. He's sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright. Looked like one of them damn bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another and another and another. Before I knew it, he downed eight of them and commenced to do the bear dance. Yeah. Two snips, a snort, a fly, turned into a grunt. It was so simple like the jitterbug. It plumb evaded me. And we worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. And I was awful tired. Went over to the hillside and I laid down, went to sleep, slept for 4 hours and dreamt me some tremulous dreams. And when I woke up, oh, there was God's yeller moon shining on the cool clear evening. God's little lanterns is a twinkling on and off in the heavens. My buddy the bear was a missing. Yeah. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still.
That's a take.
Brothers and sisters, this is the kid. He testified for Smokey the Bear. Tip and smoking, that there's nothing like a tree. Cause the good and good is climbing and the beautiful to see. You just have to look around, you find it's not a joke. You see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. A prowling and a growling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire log before it starts to flame. That's why we call him Smokey, that's how we got his name. People, only you can prevent a forest fire. I said, Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, a prowling and a growling and a sniffing in the air. He can find a fire log before it starts to flame. That's why we call him Smokey. That was how we got his name.
Like babies from a home across the sea to see America and the people opened up their arms to welcome us to America. We came like children.
built it down to us in America.
Slept on a bearskin, had a 7-foot beard growing out of his chin. He'd been dodging the draft for 23 years, and he'd say, "That doggies, they'll never get me, they'll never find me here. That doggies, I'm too smart for them. That doggies are fools, fools, all of them fools, society bar." Now every day, Dave would go out in the woods and sit on a stump amongst the leaves and trees and mushrooms and things and just meditate, yes, cause he were a philosopher, you know, like he were a deep thinker, man. And he'd get out there and think about the futility of the civilized world, and he'd just laugh and he'd say, slept on a bearskin, had a 7-foot bear gone out of his chin. And then one day, along comes Clarence P. Scoggins, bopping through the poison oak with his tennises on and his double-breasted continental overalls, with the Big Ben in the front pocket, just setting out them rabbit boxes and picking them blackberries on his off day from the cement plant, you know. Now Clarence, he were ignorant. I mean, man, you know, he were oblivious to the whole scene. He heard the people didn't know nothing. Man, Clarence didn't even suspect nothing. So he come flipping and skipping through the woods, happily whistling a little song. Yeah, when whom should he chance upon but old Dave, sitting on his stump in deep meditation, picking the vermin out of his long white beard and transmitting all them weird thoughts out into the ionosphere. And Clarence, he spy old Dave just sitting there, and he say, hey! Well, I mean, you know, he wasn't too original. And old Dave, he look out from under his goatskin hat and he say, "What?" And Clarence say, "What you mean, what?" And Dave say,
What you mean? What you mean? What? And clowns say, what you mean? What you mean? What you mean? What? And they say, what makes that? And clowns say, huh? And they say, you must be a symbol of society. And he starts in to laugh at old clowns and he say, now this makes clowns mad and he say, hey, none of you gonna insult none of me. And with that he flips his cigarette off into the brush and squares off at Dave. And Dave gets up from off in the stump and squares off at Clarence. And they about to go at it when Smokey the Bear invades the scene. And he say,
that's don't be flipping on them cigarettes in the brush, flipper.
And with that he grabs Clarence by the arm and hauls him off to face the forest ranger. Which brings us to the moral of our story, which is, if the guitar pickles will stop picking, I'll tell you the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, whatever you think, don't never, unless you will.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Smokey
Bear. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips.
I've got a lot of good drugs. I'm getting me and I'm getting drunk. Drive all over town, find a little trainer and run it down. Take the rides and watch them freeze. Turn a little animal into a cheese. Now it's roadkill. Driving around in my automobile for roadkill. Ain't gonna stop till I get my fill. Out there by the side of the road, might be a bunny, maybe a toad. Its guts are hanging out, only one eye in front of us now. I still don't think he's dead, put him in reverse and squeeze his head. Now it's roadkill. Driving around in my automobile for roadkill. It's roadkill. Ain't gonna pay their hospital bills. It's roadkill. Get a little bit just to get our thrill.
How you gonna run it down right now?
Yeah, gonna run it down right now. If you drive 405, you won't find anything left alive. Second son's brother making time. Squash a little animal flat as a dime. These bitches don't have a prayer. I just ran over smoking the bear. Louise, roadkill. Driving around them Hollywood hills for roadkill. Driving real fast like Buffalo Bill. It's roadkill. Get a little critter just to get my thrill. I love roadkill. Hit the lights, squeeze them in the sides. Somebody's pet's gonna need a vet. Ram on over, but he can't get by. Drink my whiskey, I'm feeling mean. This truck's a killer machine. Feel a little metal while I'm feeling free.
You gotta make all the power of Jesus as we begin. to be your weak and your furious.
And also,
trust us.
How about checking the oil, fella?
I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. To be an American. I'm proud 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 to be an American.
On a very scratchy 1976 piece of vinyl. That's the Tubes wrapping up the set of music with Proud to be American. I actually said his name right in that song, said Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear, but that wrapped up a Smokey Bear mock because Smokey is 80 years old today. Happy birthday, Smokey. Other songs that you heard in that set of music, I should tell you those. How about the Dickies from their 1995 Idjit Savant album with Roadkill? Yeah, maybe not the most positive Smokey song. Also played Ray Stevens in there. Why not? Ray Stevens with a hermit named Dave. Spinal Tap gave us America. Also, you heard that little musical interlude, kind of a little 30-second. That's about a minute long. It's just called Smokey the Bear, but it was a public service announcement that Canned Heat recorded back in the day. Jimmy Buffett. Yes, I played some Jimmy Buffett. Went back to Living and Dying in Three-Quarter Time, or 3/4 Time, I guess is the proper way to say it, with God's Own Drunk. 1974 is when that came out. Started the entire set with Gene Autry doing his version of the song Smokey the Bear. That was a Smokey the Bear mock. Before I finish said mock, you know what I should say? I should say, just because your campfire looks like it's out does not mean it's out. So before leaving it, follow these simple steps. Drown the embers with water or dirt. Stir it up like a delicious soup. But then drown them again. And then you need to check to see if they feel cold. Now, the way to do it is use the back of your hand. Don't just throw your palm in there. Back of your hand. Now, if you follow these steps, you can actually help prevent wildfires. For more information, you can visit smokeybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, the foresters of your state, and the foresters of your radio station, me, the Mockster, here at WRCT. You know what I realized? For some people, this date is also very monumental. Maybe even to the degree of spiritual. Because it was on this day in 1995, at the age of 53, the world lost Jerry Garcia.
Did love with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung. Could you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold?
brand new music from the Armoires here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Octoberland's the name of the new release, which I don't know if it's actually out yet. I should probably look at those dates, but that was the first single, We Absolutely Mean It. Before that, Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin, with Sink, Let It Sway. Played some brand new music from Sparkle Jets UK, doing their cover of Moby Grape's Hey Grandma. New album's called Box of Letters. Threw some Tater Tots in there. Tater Tots, yeah, Tater Tots from the Alien Sleestaks from Brazil, released from 1988. Pulled that out of the vinyl library. Tater Tots, if you are unfamiliar, featured members of the McDonald Brothers from Red Cross in that band. Pat Fear from the Germs. Danny Bonaducci. Yeah, that was their mashup of Give Peace a Chance and We Will Rock You. Started the entire set was Jane's Addiction doing their version of the Grateful Dead's Ripple, as it was on this day back in 1995, 21 years ago. Or is that 30? Yeah, it's 30. 31 years ago, we lost Jerry Garcia at the age of 53. Hey, I want to remind you that there is a very good chance that you know someone who is suffering from a mental health issue, because they affect almost every family in America. You should get the facts about mental health by calling 1-800-789-2647. That's 1-800-789-2647, because mental health is part of all of our lives. This public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your good friends here at the Viva La Mock radio program. As you are looking at your watch, you're like, oh, okay, Mockster, how much time do you have left? Well, 16, 17 minutes in that range, probably under 17, but greater than 16. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 83FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. You can always reach out with song suggestions anytime. Anytime you want, 24 hours a day if you email me, because I don't check my email all the time. And someday maybe I'll check the social medias, but I'm not on the social medias, so I don't check those either. But speaking of requests, I did get a request for
Mr. You've Been Caught at Last, Chasing Dogs and Moonlight.
This man committed a sin, this man he never can win.
Mr. You've Got One More Chance, if you catch the hound when the sun shines.
This man committed a sin, this man he never can win.
And it's all gone wrong, night is the time for chasing the one I And it's all been tried before. Night is the time for chasing the one I found. Have you seen the one-eyed hound? Tell me where he's going.
This man committed a sin, this man he never can win.
Every place that I have been, no one else has seen him.
This man committed a sin, this man he never can win.
And it's all gone wrong, night is the time for chasing the one at home. And it's all been tried before, night is the time for chasing the one at home. Telling me exactly where to go.
This man committed a sin, this man he never can win.
People come and people talk, but they don't reach agreement.
This man committed a sin, this man he never can win.
And it's all gone wrong, night is the time to change.
plans have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder. Wonder I do. That's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder I do. Eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you?